V'ilu nishmas Abba Mori, zichrono livracha. We're up to Siman Tovkov Pei Vav, Si'if Tes. Nistak l'rofo. If there's a crack in the shofar around the circumference, b'miyuto kosher, rubo pasul. If most of the circumference at some point is cracked, it's pasul. If only a little bit is kosher. Elin Kane, unless nishkar mehasedek litzad piv shir tkir danu dalad goldwin. Unless there's space from the crack towards where the mouth is, the amount of a kosher shofar, which is a tefach. In other words, let's say there's a crack, and the crack is two tefachim from where the mouth is. So you can pretend as if the part beyond the crack is gone, as if it's not there. So you have a two tefach shofar, so that's kosher. Oh, and we assume the shear of a shofar is a tefach. How come we learned in an earlier seif that if there's a crack along the length of the shofar, so then some hold that even if it's a small crack, it's pasul. But here, the Shulchan Aruch says if it's miut, it's for sure kosher. That's because when it's along the length of the shofar and you blow, so the way it works, the blowing of the air might make the crack get bigger. When it's around the circumference of the shofar, around the width, then there's no such concern, and therefore it's kosher. Oh. Now, ukishnishtayer bo kach kosher afiwi ma'akibes hatzkiya. If there's a crack, and a large crack around the circumference, and we said before that if there's the length from the crack back to where the mouth is more than a tefach, it's kosher. That's even if the crack changes the sound of the shofar. Why? It's like having a hole in it. We learned in the earlier seif that if you have a hole in it and you don't plug up the hole, the shofar is still kosher. Well, now, let's say there's a large crack around the majority of the circumference and you don't have the shear shofar. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Im dibko bedevet," but if you glue it with glue, then it's kosher anyway. Because we learned back in Sifres that many are makel that if you glue it, that's not called mean be'eino mino. That's considered one unit. Ideally, the Mishnah Berurah says you wouldn't use that type of shofar because there is a view we learned back in Sifres that when you use glue, it is called ein omino. It is called a separate min, and it would be like having two shofars. But many say that it's okay. Now, then the Shulchan Aruch concludes, v'yesh machshirim b'nishtar afilu shelo mitzad piv. Some are makil even if you don't have the proper shear of a shofar from the crack back to the mouth. It's still kosher. Why? Because it's still part of the same shofar, and min v'mino eino chotzeis. If it's the same type, in other words, from the crack and on is kosher. From before the crack, from the mouth to where the crack is not long enough. Okay, but it's still one shofar. It's one big unit, and it's min v'mino. It's the same shofar material. It's not something different. So that view holds. It's still kosher. And Mishnah Berurah says b'shas hadchak, maybe one can rely on that opinion. Let's say you have four little circles of shofar, and you glue them all together, and you end up with more than tefach. That's puzzle, because you have to have one shofar and not four. And and when you glue them all together, it's not one shofar. Oh, and even if yesh b'shever shekeneged piv shir shofar, even if the first piece that you have is big enough for a shofar, still it's possible, because bottom line, you have more than one shofar, and you glued them all together. You took different things that were different shofars and glued them all together, and now you have more. It's like four shofars in one, and that's possible. Okay, as I mentioned earlier, these types of things don't happen too often in real life, but it's good to learn these halachos. These are all based on the Mishnayos and the Gemara.